Harry Potter's School versus British Schools. Are British schools anything like the one in Harry Potter? Yes, in some ways. In the Harry Potter books, Hogwarts is a boarding school where all the children are divided into separate houses that are in competition with each other. Author J.K. Rowling based it on the system operated by many real schools in Britain, particularly private ones, that are often very old schools based in rural settings, just like Hogwarts. Do the British have to wear uniform at school? Yes, in most schools, whether they are private or public. The government believes that this helps erase economic inequalities. But it is also a financial burden on poorer families, so schools in less rich areas keep the uniform requirements very simple. For some of the rich private schools, however, the uniform can cost hundreds of pounds. They can also look a little old-fashioned. One school in southeast England has had the same uniform since 1552. But when the pupils were recently offered the chance to modernise it, they voted to keep it the same. Are private schools like the ones in France? Not at all. For one thing, private schools are generally not religious. Around 34% of British schools are religious, but they are mostly within the state system. Britain's private schools are completely outside the state system and get no financial support from the government. So, they are expensive. For example, it costs more than €50,000 a year to go to Eton, the most famous private school in England, which was founded in 1440. Others cost much the same. Why would anyone pay so much to go to school? Because it is an investment in the child's future. Private schools have far better facilities and a teacher-student ratio of around 1:8. When you leave, your options are far better because many professions have an institutional bias towards recruiting people from private schools. So, while only 6% of British children are privately educated, they account for 74% of judges, 70% of lawyers and generals, 60% of doctors and 30% of politicians. Eton alone has produced 20 British prime ministers. So the Harry Potter vision of a Britain divided into magicians and muggles may be pure fiction, but it's not exactly untrue.